This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And you're back on the evening edition with Richard and Ezra. And of course, it is Thursday. And of course, we are going to have an interesting edition of Talk Back Thursday. Do bear with us. Now, there are multitudes of people that believe in the science of Feng Shui. It spawned best-selling books, global tours, and even TV series. Tonight on Talk Back, we attempt to help improve your Feng Shui via the phone lines. How could Feng Shui help you in the new year? Joining us in the studio is High Reverend Master Sifu Leong, not to be confused with comedian Dr. Jason Leong. Our lines will be open, so do call us at 03771090000, text us at 01620019000, and tweet us at BFM Radio. And of course, the question we're asking you is, how could Feng Shui help you in the year of the horse? Does your zodiac point to the progression in your career? You have must have many questions. We have questions for Master Sifu Leong. Master Sifu Leong, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Now, Master Sifu, like, I'm not very familiar when it comes to Feng Shui. Can you just give us a breakdown of what it means? What are your credentials as a Sifu?
Okay, first of all, you can call me Sifu Liang.
Yes.
I am part of the Feng Shui Astrology Knowledge Empire.
Right.
F-A-K-E.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a real organization.
Yeah, fake organization.
Yes, right.
And so when I first joined them, they asked me, said, Sifu Leong, do you have a degree in theoretical metaphysics? I told them, I have a theoretical degree in metaphysics.
Right.
Then they said, okay lah.
Yeah.
So this all is under metaphysics. Metaphysics is like physics, but without the science.
Without the science.
Without the science or the numbers or this thing called burden of proof or evidence.
And so is this very much part and parcel of the credentials you require to be a Feng Shui master?
Correct. It's part of my fake credentials.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, before we move on, I mean, Richard, you are very interested in Feng Shui.
I
mean,
I am, yes.
You're
yes,
always looking towards a better new year.
Correct.
You must have done dozens of questions because, of course, it is the year of the horse.
It is the year of the horse, yeah. And I am a dragon. I was born in the year of the dragon. And I've been told that this year in particular is going to be very difficult for me. From what I understand, on a scale of 1 to 5, my luck is going to be a 3. My wealth is going to be 2. My romance is going to be 1. Career 3, health 1, and academic 3.
Well, quite bad.
It's quite difficult.
Who gave you this reading?
This was from Grandmaster Tan Koo Yong.
Grandmaster?
Grandmaster from Singapore, yeah.
He outranked me because I'm just high.
Oh, I see.
I'm just high master.
Right. All the time. Right. But he gave me a reading. Should I tell you what he actually said to
okay,
me?
Okay, see what he said.
He says, unlucky stars are in sight, but you should chase your worries away and strive on. You should perform brilliantly in your career and studies. For further progress and development, you are advised to work on establishing better interpersonal relationships. Pay attention to your health and avoid attending funerals. Do consider donating blood anytime between the 1st and the 15th day of the first lunar month to deflect your bad luck.
So these are very specific instructions.
It's so specific and quite vague in a way. But I would just say that I disagree with Grandmaster. What's his name again?
His name is Grandmaster Tan Koo Yong.
I disagree because I can give you a different reading, right? He give you reading like a bit not very optimistic, or correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
I feel as though I just want to crawl into a room and do nothing.
Okay. My reading for you is like this. Okay. Everything for you will be very good. Your career, romance, everything. You know why?
Why?
Because I read your face.
Okay.
Okay, and your face tells me you are a white man in Malaysia.
Right.
That means you are going to be successful no matter what you do.
So it has nothing to do with the aligning of the stars and the zodiacs or anything like
that? Yeah, the whiteness outranks all this.
I see.
Wow. Yeah. And then that's a very strong reading. I mean, you completely disagree. I mean, do you know Grandmaster, the one they're referring to? I mean, did you guys go to
Tan Koo
Yong? Yeah, we are all part of the alumni.
Right.
You know, like Harvard, Cambridge, and Oxford?
Yeah.
We all didn't make there.
Right.
So it's a different school.
Okay. Yeah. Well, now, listeners, if you have a question about how your year is going to turn out, call us at 03771090000, text us at 01620019000, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, Master Sifu Leong, what can we expect?
Hi, Reverend.
Sifu Leong. What can we expect, with this new lunar year?
Okay. Before I continue with that,
yes.
Basically, a lot of things to predict. Mm. But I'd like to address this issue. Right? A lot of people now like to wish people happy Chinese New
That's
Year.
That's right. Kong Si Fa Chai, happy Chinese New Year.
Yeah, correct. But you must understand, this word Chinese is exclusive only to Chinese people.
Right,
okay?
Right.
But the problem with this New Year thing is that a lot of non-Chinese people also celebrate.
Right.
Like the Koreans.
Sure.
You know, like, you know, Jay Chow. Like the Tibetan, you know, those Hmong people.
Dalai Lama.
People like the Vietnamese people and Japanese people. They all also observe New Year.
That's right. Right.
But they are not Chinese. So you cannot simply use the word Chinese.
You're against that.
When wishing them happy Chinese New Year.
So because, what would you want them to say?
Yeah, because it will confuse them. Because then if they might cause conflict, then they might want to convert to become Chinese. Very difficult.
And we don't want that, do we?
We cannot. So right. You must say happy Lunar New Year.
Is that the politically correct way?
Correct. You cannot make fun with all these kind of words.
Right.
It's our exclusive rights.
That's a very, very interesting perspective.
And the predictions that you had for this coming year then?
Okay, I will refer to one of these predictions that another alumni made, this Master Kenny Hu.
Who?
Kenny Hu.
All right.
Okay, and he says that since young, his Master Kenny Hu has always been interested in Chinese culture, Chinese ma, right? And geomantic research and geomancy science, okay? And he predicts that for 2014, no good news for Malaysia.
No good news.
No good news. He said, for example, we will be hit by bad weather, which includes floods, drought, and wildfires. This is really surprising to me because Malaysia has never had any floods or fires. Correct.
Right.
It's a very weird thing. So what I predict is that for weather-wise in Malaysia, we will have some floods and some hot weather lah.
Right.
And I think the sun will rise in the east.
That's an interesting
and
factually correct.
And yours check us out and set in the west.
Well, now, Master Sifu Leong, I mean, this type of observation. I mean, I was born in the year of the boar. Do you have
year
any
of
the boar, or also known as the pig?
Okay, but you see, this kind of thing don't apply to you.
And why doesn't it apply
because
to me?
Because that is not halal.
Not halal?
Yes.
But I mean, feng shui is supposed to transcend all of these
feng shui. Okay, first of all, we talk about feng shui first. Okay, then we talk about years.
Yeah,
okay?
sure.
See, feng shui is actually quite a difficult science.
Right.
Because you think about it, feng shui, they take the belief. Okay, it's a belief that the world is filled with qi. Okay, qi.
Right.
And qi is a life force. Okay, and feng shui is that we manipulate the life force by rearranging the furniture in our house,
that's
that kind
right.
of thing. Like. And qi, they believe, comes from, true story, qi comes from the dragon's breath. Okay?
I'm a dragon, so does that affect me as well?
No, it affects you because you see, qi comes from the dragon's breath. That's the problem with feng shui nowadays, because nowadays there are no dragons anymore. Because a long, long time ago, all the dragons were eaten up by the Chinese people.
Right, so hence the extinction of dragons.
Yeah, that's why Lord of the Rings and Smaug is a fantasy movie.
Yeah.
It's make-believe.
It happens. I'm going to interrupt you,
yes.
Because we're going to invite sort of callers to chime in as to what their predictions are for the year. 03771 09000. Text us at 01620 19000 and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to go to a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be right back on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, it's the evening edition. You're with Richard and Ezra, and it's an interesting edition of Talk Back Thursday. Call us at 03771 09000. Text us at 01620 19000 and tweet us at BFM Radio. We have with us High Reverend Master Sifu Leong to help us with our feng shui concerns. Let's start again with this year of the horse. A lot of people are saying it's going to be a horse-picious year. Get it?
Yeah, very well.
Thank you. I don't understand. Say again?
Never mind. What do you think about this year?
Okay, so this year, Hamai, is called the year of the horse. Okay.
Right.
Now, when I first studied this astrology and zodiac, when my professor mentioned Year of the Horse, I misheard. So I thought it's something very inappropriate. Actually, it's the animal, Year of the Horse.
Right.
Okay. So, Year of the Horse, I can make one specific prediction.
Mm.
Okay. That people who work in the automotive industry, very big word, automotive industry, like sell car. Or anything with engine.
Yes,
They will do very well.
And why is that? Or why specifically the automobile industry? Is it got to do with, I guess, a lot of
horsepower, issues? Horsepower, clearly.
Right. Well, I mean, clearly. Mm. But clearly there are a lot of issues, happening in the country.
Yes. I was about to say, correct, it's all to do with horsepower.
Right.
But Richard has also a degree, a fake degree.
Yeah.
So, and also, it's all about connections.
Right.
You know, like last year, if you realize, last year was a very good year for politicians.
That's right.
Because last year was the year of the snake.
The year of the snake. And the connection being...
I think never mind.
Oh, I see. All right. Yeah, okay. But now I've got an interesting tweet that's just come in. This has gone out to you, Sifu Leong. Hi, Master Sifu Leong. I'm born in the year of the rooster. So how got luck?
Okay. God. First of all, hello, Kong Si Fa Chai. The year of the... for people born under the year of the rooster.
Right.
I can say... that they'll do very well.
And the reason behind that?
Because you see, rooster, you must understand rooster. So yeah. These people will have a chance to do well in politics because they can talk a lot.
Hang on, Akin. And we're just going to interrupt you.
Yeah, we have another tweet, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
This is from Indra Veni, who says, what's my prediction? I'm born on the 27th of the 5th, 1987.
Okay. Just to check, is Indra Veni... 27th May 1987.
That's right.
Okay, I can predict right now that this person is an Indian female.
Right. I mean, it seems that you're getting onto something.
I can tell that this year she'll be 27 years old.
Wow.
Correct.
Wow. That's right.
Okay. So I can say she's actually born in the year of the rabbit.
Another stunning observation.
Yeah, I immediately like that.
Right.
Okay. So I think she stand a good chance this year to get married and have a lot of children.
All right.
Because you multiply like the rabbit.
We're going to head straight to the calls. Do call us at 03-771-09000 if you have any pressing questions for High Reverend Master Sifu Leong. I'm going straight to the calls. Hi there.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
My name is Tan IPU.
Tan IPU, tell us what you think about the year of the horse, and if you have any questions for Master Sifu Leong, go right ahead.
Yes, I have a question. I was born in the year of the cow, and do you think it's a good year to buy condominium this year?
It's a good year to buy condominiums. Thank you very much, Mr. Tan. I mean, that's a very specific question. I mean, you mentioned earlier about how the automobile industry is a good year. How about property?
Right. To respond to this guy's question.
Yes.
First of all, let me just say that I don't want to get arrested.
Right.
But I think if you're born in the year of the cow, mm-hmm. Now is a good time than any to buy condominiums.
And is that because there's a great deal of demand for these high-rise buildings?
No, because historically, we have seen a lot of cows buy a lot of condominiums in the past few years.
Wow. Okay.
So why not?
Okay. So why not this year?
How about we look at something like colours?
Let's go for colours.
Let's go for colours. I mean, this is always something very interesting. I mean, you're supposed to paint your rooms a particular colour depending on what kind of mood you want to be in or how it's going to affect, you know, your prosperity. I mean, what do you think, Sifu, are the best colours to be painting, I don't know, bedrooms for wealth this year?
Okay.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, we've had, other master, his name just slips me right now, but of course he mentioned that, teal and certain shades of green is very positive for this year of the horse. Do you agree, Master Sifu Leong?
See, these kind of colours like teal were invented by women. We got nothing better to do. Because we are guys, you know.
Right.
There's no such thing as teal. It's just red, blue, green, yellow,
just
white.
Just primary colours?
That's all.
You're not keen on the...
And the rest is just light green or dark green. That's all. There's no teal or... What is maroon? I don't understand. What is violet? This is ridiculous.
Maroon's like a shade of like red and brown. Sometimes it sits in that grey area. It sits in that area where you can't really define it as either colour. So that's what it is.
And I think violet is kind of named after the flower, which gives a particular colour, right?
So you are saying violets are violet?
Yes.
But the poem says roses are red, violets are blue.
Oh, well.
Wrong.
There you go. So now tell us again, what do you think, of course, about, colours? We have an interesting situation, where people are very obsessed with how people decorate their rooms and how they decorate their offices.
Okay, so the Feng Shui master in me says that, for example, bedroom, for prosperity and longevity and good relations or whatever,
right?
The best colour to paint your bedroom is the colour your wife choose.
Right.
Exactly.
Whatever colour.
No, there's only that. Because whatever I say, if your wife choose a different colour, I suggest you've just listened to your wife.
And this is based on previous experience?
Of and the entire mankind.
Oh, right.
Yes.
So there's quite a bit of backlog there.
Correct.
What's really interesting about colours, for example, you have, you know, the Cardiff City owner, Vincent Tan. You know, he has he owns the football club, and traditionally Cardiff has been known as the Bluebirds.
Mm-hmm.
And he, of course, made the move to change the jersey, the colour of their jersey to red. I mean, these kind of moves, do you think it will actually improve the success of the football club?
Okay, so I'm 50-50,
right.
The divider on this. Because number one, I think it could be good because it will with the red jersey, so the spectators cannot see when the players are vomiting blood.
Wow.
Because Vincent Tan's the boss, right? That's the good thing. But the other thing is, you see, this feng shui and colours, it's all Chinese-based.
Right.
You know, feng shui is very racist. It's just for Chinese
very
people.
Very racist?
Yeah. Feng shui is a Chinese word, ma. Feng and shui. Air and water.
Right.
Correct. So this Cardiff City is all in England. The place are not Chinese.
Right. So this is a way to offset that, I guess?
Yeah, I think so.
There's another report about Cardiff City owner Vincent Tan. Now, according to reports, now this might be rumours. It's, you know, reported. There might be rumours because it's reported in the Metro, which we can't really tell if it's a real newspaper. Vincent Tan has informed Cardiff's board that he prefers to buy players with the number 8 in their birth date. So, for example, any player born on January 8th, 1988 would be right in there during the transfer window. So do you think this is an interesting strategy?
I think when he is talking about numerology in football,
that's
I think
right.
He should just be interested in the number of goals being scored, which is quite low for Cardiff City right now.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. We have a text message from Mike. He said, what's your prediction for those born in the year of the monkey? Very quickly.
Born in the year of the monkey. Don't be so mischievous.
Really?
Eat some bananas for potassium.
Okay.
Right. All right. We're going to move on to some more music. Do call us at 0377109000 if you have any concerns and questions for High Reverend Master Sifu Leong. We'll be right back after this Good Times, Bad Times by Led Zeppelin right here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
We're on when you're off. Evening Edition on BFM 89.9.
Good evening, I'm Ezra Zayed.
And I'm Richard Bradbury.
And of course, joining us is High Reverend Master Sifu Leong, a famous, how should we call you, a feng shui master, an astrologer, a numerologist, everything?
Everything.
Right, you're just an expert
In all the things.
And we're going to, I guess, move on to a lot of the tweets and calls and SMSs. You can, of course, tweet us at 016-201-9000 and tweet us at BFM Radio. Unfortunately, there's something wrong with our phone lines. But Richard, we have some tweets and some text messages.
We do indeed. So 7th of March, 1980, that would make me a metal or iron monkey. Tell me your thoughts for me, even though my decisions will still be my own.
Okay, so whatever I say, your decisions will be your own. So therefore, this is a waste of time. But never mind. 7th of March 1980 will make you a metal monkey.
Mm-hmm.
So I advise this person to listen to a lot of Iron Maiden.
Right. Heavy metal.
Korn and Metallica.
This is going to help them with their wealth, yeah. Their health? Or
And just make them more tasteful, lah. And
right.
Appear more like cultured and fun to hang around with.
I see.
You know what I mean?
And of course, Grandmaster, I've just added that onto your High Reverend.
No problem. Don't be so like informal.
Right.
Be formal.
Okay. What is your grand prediction of the year? Because there's a lot of readings by astrologers. I mean, we're talking about reports in the Sydney Morning Herald, the International Business Times. They're looking at this year of the horse as to be quite a rather difficult year. I mean, there's a quote here that goes on to say, "Don't get married or make big investments, but go to a lot of weddings and do happy things." I mean, what do you make of a statement like that?
Well, basically, statements are typical astrology predictions, you know. And I can predict a few things of my own on extensive theoretical research.
We'd like to hear this.
Okay. For example, in terms of the country, okay, I predict that Malaysia will see a lot of people dying from diseases.
Now, you might be referring to the dengue outbreak that's been happening recently. Is that what you're referring to?
Can also. All sorts of diseases.
Right.
There will be, I predict, some people dying of accident.
It's a holiday period. People are driving too
correct.
Quickly to reunion dinners.
Okay, and accidents will involve cars and motorcycle.
These are big calls. Big call, okay. By so high reference.
This is, I'm so, I put my neck out there and say this, okay? Right, okay. But at the same time,
your credentials are on the line here, you know.
My fake credentials, F-A-K-E. But also, at the same time, people dying, never mind. There will also be babies born in this year.
So, you know, based on this observation, it's going to be a sort of a balance?
Is it's that all what you about balance, right. Yin and yang.
Right.
And in between this death and birth, there will be people who will not die.
Right.
They will not die this year. That, I think, is quite amazing.
Right, but that's a very, you know, a general description of things. I mean, you know, if I were to sort of listen in onto this conversation, I'd imagine that this is just a whole load of nonsense. And
but cannot be, because there's so many of us nowadays. It has to be true.
That is true. I mean, there are a lot of you know, experts coming into it. I mean, you have the likes of, I guess, Master Kenny Hu. You've got the Joey Yaps of the world. You've got the Lillian Twos. I mean, a lot of your contemporaries are making a lot of money from this particular industry. And what do you have to say about it? Because, I mean, you're not quite shy about your wealth either.
I'm not quite what?
You're not quite shy about your wealth. I mean, you're quite a, you
correct.
Know, you're,
but
you're quite well-to-do.
I have got a leg up. I appear on BFM.
Oh, I
see. They don't.
Right.
Because you know why? Because I am part of the Feng Shui, Astrology and Knowledge Empire. I am fake.
Right.
I admit that I am fake.
Right. And so now tell us about, you know, bigger issues such as health. Now, health is a main concern. I mean, you have a deep interest and knowledge about people's health. What should people do? What should people eat? What should people stay away from?
Okay. First of all, let me just say the obvious. If people want to continue living,
right,
they should eat. Period.
Okay. Anything?
And drink water.
Right, water is big.
Very important.
And why is
vegetables, particular vegetables, perhaps they should be eating?
Yes. If they have no money, they can go for the obvious vegetable, like kangkong.
Right.
Okay, that's a very good vegetable. But also in terms of health, like for example, I remember one time I gave this feng shui advice to a couple who just moved in. And they said they want to increase their wealth. So I said, put a pond in front of their house. Because pond, water means good luck.
There's a popular move amongst
correct.
A lot of households.
Yeah. But the problem is, in Malaysia, ponds attract dengue mosquito.
That's right.
Then the couple got dengue and then die. So that's the problem. So in terms of health in Malaysia, avoid water.
We want to avoid water because
avoid
of dengue.
Ponds, yeah.
That's very sad. Maybe we should move on to some of the predictions that people are asking for coming in via the text messages. My birthday is the 26th of September, 65, which would make me a snake and a Libra. Shifu, can you tell me if I'm rich or poor? And what's my luck this year? Maybe you can tell me what my favourite colour is.
Okay. Favourite colour is very difficult. Okay.
Did you need more information?
Yeah. But I would say one of the colours in the rainbow will be the favourite. Now, whether or not this person is rich or poor, okay, I would lean towards rich because she can afford a smartphone and she can tweet.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of people cannot afford smartphones.
That's true.
And they cannot tweet.
That's true.
So the fact that you can tweet and you listen to BFM means you're okay, you have enough money.
If you have questions for Master Sifu Leong, call us at 0377109000, text us at 0162019000, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Zaid Mohammed, who tweeted in, said, I was born on March 19th, 1988. What is there for me this year, Master?
Okay, for you this year, there will be...
of course, it's the year of the dragon, 1988.
Oh, so he is a dragon.
Yes.
Okay. For you this year, there will be a lot of ups and downs.
Okay.
There will be successes and failures. There will be work and there will be busy days. There will be not so busy days. There will be Sundays. You will be eating some food. You will go to the toilet. And so, all in all, it's another year for you.
Right. Yes. And not necessarily good or bad, but just, you know, somewhere around there.
It's either going to be very good or quite bad. Or in between.
Master Sifu Leong, we've got a call from Steve here. Hi, Steve.
Hi. Good evening, guys.
Good
hi,
evening.
Steve.
We have with us the High Reverend Master Sifu Leong. Do you have any questions for him?
Yes. You see, I find myself, I feel that I'm very unlucky. You know, when it comes to money matters, okay, and everything that I do, there's some sort of there's a hindrance, you know, in everything that I do. So I just want to ask the master, is there anything to do with my? Can I give him an ask just to see what's my luck like?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay. I was born on the 7th of October, 1965.
1958, you said?
Yes. 1958.
Okay.
1968, 7 October.
Okay. Just to check. Sorry, sir. What's your name again?
Steve.
Steve, huh?
Of course, okay. Steve was born in the year of the dog.
Okay. So, Steve, okay, so...
I think it's a monkey year.
It's a monkey year. Well, my mistake, because I'm not the master Sifu.
Okay. So, Steve, before I go on and predict, I just want to check with you. Just by listening to your voice, I can tell a few things. If you agree, just follow me, okay?
Okay, sure.
Okay, I can tell that you are a man. Okay. And you are Chinese.
No, I'm not.
Oh,
you are not Chinese.
It's one out of two.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Now, for financial matters, I would say firsthand you consult a professional financial consultant or someone with money, not someone from the fake empire like me. But I can tell you that if you want to have more money, I just discovered this recently, you should save more money than you spend, because that will mean you have more money than you started with.
There you go. Steve, I hope you are happy with High Reverend Master Sifu Leong's answer. I mean, certainly, I mean, these are, you know, golden nuggets.
My mind is blown.
Yeah, for people who really want to succeed in the year of the horse. We're going to move on to our next call, Sifu Leong. We have Prem on the line. Hi, Prem.
Hi, I've got a question for Master Leong.
Yes.
Yeah, and, okay, the question is, I was born on 2nd of February 1979.
1979.
Which makes me a goat.
Was it a goat, did you say?
Yeah, a goat.
Yes.
So I also heard from another Feng Shui master that it's going to be a difficult year for me, because there will be a tussle between myself, of course, the goat, and the horse, because it's the year of the horse, isn't it? There'll be a tussle for this particular vegetable. So I just want to get Master Leong's opinion on this, please.
All right, thank you very much for that call, Prem. I mean, of course, if you have other questions for Sifu Leong, you can call us at 03-771-09000. Hi, Reverend Master Sifu Leong, what do you think about that call?
Well, I think when it comes to tussle, it all comes down to what you truly believe.
Mm.
What the mind believes your body can achieve. So I think if you believe in your goals, you should set out and achieve your goals.
Okay? Right.
Don't waste your time calling into radio stations and asking strangers for advice.
So, he's really looking out for help now. I mean, is that the best you can do? Because your credentials, I mean, given your experience, your background, do you have anything specific that you can add to his well-being?
Actually, no.
All right. We're going to move on to any other tweets.
We do. Richard Bradbury. We do indeed. Danny Jopi, who says, Master Leong, I was born on April 19th, 1986, of the year of the tiger. What's in store for me in 2014? Master, thanks.
Well, it's going to be a very dangerous year for those born in the tiger, because tigers are getting extinct.
Right. That is true.
Very fast.
That's
Even
right.
though we are all Harimau Malaya, but have to be a bit careful.
Yeah, all right. Well, Master...
Look two sights when you cross the street.
Hi, Reverend Master Sifu Leong. You've been a great help to us in understanding this topic a little bit more. Do you have any final parting words for us for this auspicious year?
Okay, my final parting words is very simple. Enjoy the Chinese New Year.
Mm-hmm.
Drive safely.
I thought it was the Lunar New Year. We shouldn't be calling it the Chinese
okay,
New
sorry.
Year.
Okay, yeah. sorry. To the Chinese listeners only... Happy Chinese New Year.
Right. Okay. And for everybody else?
You stop listening. No, everybody else, just Happy Lunar New Year.
All right.
Gong Xi Fa Cai. Enjoy the Chinese New Year if you're Chinese, and enjoy the Lunar New Year if you're not Chinese. And also drive safely, eat healthy, and may you live long and prosper.
Now, that was our guest this evening, High Reverend Master Sifu Leong, talking to us about all matters feng shui. And from all of us in the evening edition, have a great evening, have a great reunion dinner, and Kong Si Fa Chai. And that's it for the evening edition.
Indeed. Happy New Year.
Happy
Bye-bye. New Year. Bye-bye. BFF 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.